For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To Washington and WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio, where the use of AI technology in the classroom continues to come up as a topic, whether it's in congressional hearings or in research, and it seems like it's happening more common in the school setting. And Nicole, a recent report just showing how big of an impact it's having on both students and teachers.
Hey, Rich. Well, that's right. And, you know, I spoke with researchers behind this report who tell me they wanted to better understand how advancing technology is changing the way educators teach and also how students learn. So this report by the Center for Democracy and Technology, it spoke with middle and high school teachers in particular, and it found that 83% of teachers say they actually use either generative AI or something like ChatGPT for their personal or school use. And Rich, this is a 32% increase from last year. Now, what was interesting was that a majority of those teachers also say that some of their students use generative AI for school as well. That's another spike from last year. So as this is becoming more common, this report really wanted to look at how teachers feel about it. A lot of teachers saying they were using AI to either support their classwork, something like preparing, you know, creative questions for group discussions or other ways to support their coursework in class. But while there's been some positive movement, Rich, the report also found that many teachers believe schools need to do more, both to educate teachers and also to put policies in place to really surround and protect them from this growing technology.
You know, and I do wonder about the fairness of it all, too. If you've got a kid who's using a laptop to do like a writing assignment and, you know, are they just kind of having ChatGPT basically do it for them?
And not to mention how quickly this technology has come on. That's what we heard from a lot of teachers, was this really all, you know, came into the classroom in the last couple of years, and there's been so much change. They want to have policies in place to try to catch up with the changing technology because it is coming so fast.
Indeed. WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio, part of our live team coverage in Washington every weekday morning. Do appreciate it.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.